Hello, this is Errol Strider. Welcome aboard, partner. After doing a few experimental podcasts, I decided to move in a little different direction, and that is just approach it from the point of view as this is me, Errol, sharing some insights and discoveries that I have made, and many of which I've put into language that I hope speaks to you. With that being said, let me play a little piece of music that will set the stage for where we're going today.
What's it all about, Alfie? Is it just for the moment we live?
So you probably heard that song, What's It All About, Alfie? So it just so happens, after doing a lot of research and looking all over the place, guess who I found? Alfie. I'm so excited, and I asked him, well, what's it all about? And what he said was, first of all, quite frankly, I thought you'd never ask. But now that you have, well, let's not waste any time. So for starters, as far as you're concerned anyway, what it's all about is you. I mean, really, wouldn't you say that when it comes right down to it, life is about you? There's a lot going on in this little universe called you. So that's the quick start card that comes with the owner's manual. But then some people want to know why. As Werner Eckhart was remembered to have said, why is the booby prize? Still, the why is looking for meaning. Yeah, it's about me, but to what end? Let's start at the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, the reason. And the Word was with God, and the Word, reason, was God. It was a two-for-one deal. But you may still be scratching your head. What is the reason? How would I know if I found it, and what on earth would I do with it? Well, here's one way. You're dropped off on a tiny piece of universe dust with conscious awareness, self-awareness, in fact, and enough self-importance to you know what it's all about. The reason lies in the answer to who are you, what it's all about, where are you, why are you? In other words, the game begins with me and the rest. And the enlightened question, how do we all get along? Here we have a drum roll. The more we know what it's all about, the more value we'll get from it. And the more value will, well, contribute to it. So what's of real value? That which furthers our wholeness, our capacity to integrate successfully with reality. Well, wholeness, I would suggest, is the reason. Therefore, it is also the destiny. Wholeness hides in tiny particles and starts to unfold, evolve. It's hide and seek. Wholeness wants to extend itself. Now, here's the juicy part. When one little wholeness bumps into another, there's resistance. You can feel it. You either resist back or adapt. That's the reason. Adaptation, forgiveness, integration, creativity. Two wholes finding a way to create a greater whole. And that, my friend, is what it's all about. Now, Alfie has a lot more to say on the subject, but I thought we'd take a little break and spend some time with a piece that give us a little comic break, and then we'll come back and explore the question. This piece is called Little Shop Between Heaven and Earth, and it's one of the sketches from our show, written by Lou Montgomery and myself, from our production of Family Baggage, the recovery show. In this piece, Rochelle plays the person who is about to be born, and my character is someone who's showing her what's available when she arrives. Here it is, a little shop between heaven and earth.
Good evening, good evening, welcome. Nice to have you here. But let me ask you a question. Did you ever notice life is difficult? Oh, you thought you'd walk in, get applause, a standing ovation. But it didn't happen that way, did it? And you know why? I'll tell you why. Because there are a bunch of mishuganas walking around up there. Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about, mishugana? A mishugana is all the crazy people running around, making life difficult. Maybe you are mishugana. Anyway, that's why I got a little shop between heaven and earth. People stop by my shop, they pick up what they're needing to go into life to make it a little easier. Shouldn't be so difficult to deal with all the mishuganas, okay? So one of the things I give people are like scripts. These scripts, they go in their head, they wouldn't have to burden their head what to say. The scripts tells them what to say. I got scripts with the mother, says to the father, but the stepkid says to the old kids when they're coming in and making a mess, you know. I got a step of what the old white politician says to the new black politician. A lot of script around that. I got another script of what the wife's lawyer says to the husband's lawyer. Now that is a very popular script these days.
Excuse me. I was told to come here for a briefing. I'm about to be born. I hope I've come to the right place.
So, this is your big debut, huh?
Yes. Oh, I hope they like me. This isn't going to be difficult, is it?
Well, that's why you're coming to see me first, little miss, to give you some things that shouldn't be so difficult for you. Make it a little easier. But first, let's take a look. Let's see what we got doing. Turn around. Let's see. Take a look. Okay. Well, that's good. Well, now, life will make you dizzy enough, honey. Okay, now. The first thing here, let me see what I... in order to know what it is I can give you, I have to do a little experiment. It won't hurt. Just look this way. All right, you ready? What are you doing? Right away, I can see you're a very reactive person. And you'll never have an original thought, and you won't take responsibility for nothing. Okay. All right, let's see what I'm doing for you. You'll go down there, and you'll make mistakes. I make mistakes, so what I give you is a formula for mistakes. You like this. If you make a mistake, you have an excuse. If you have an excuse, it's not your fault. If it's not your fault, you're not responsible. And if you're not responsible, it never happened. Think about that. Okay, let's see what I'm going to give you. All right, I'm going to start by giving you scripts. Yeah, I'm going to give you, let's see what kind of scripts we got in your life coming up. Aha, oh, we got some marriage scripts. We got one marriage script. Two marriage scripts. Oh, my goodness. Three marriage scripts. Busy girl. Okay. Oh, another thing we got here, you see in this little tray? We got tapes. These tapes, they go in your head. You pick them up when you're a little girl. They go round and round and round. You say the same things all through your life over and over and over there. So we got tapes. Oh, and I got a special this week on excuses. These excuses people will believe. All right, that's good. Okay. Oh, another thing is, you'll go down there, and sometimes you'll be made to feel so guilty. Oy, 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 when you feel guilty like that, it's a terrible feeling. Somebody has to be blamed. God forbid it should be you. All this. So what I got is a list of people to blame. Look, you can blame your mother, your father, the system, the government, the economy.
What's the economy?
Nobody knows. But you can blame it, though. Okay, the traffic, the manufacturers, you can blame the Russians. The Russians are still good for blaming. Terrorists. Oh, terrorists are some great people to blame. And the sales clerk, the weather, anything you want to blame. And this goes in here. And this little miss is your coping kit.
Coping kit? I thought I was going to get a happy kit.
Happy? Happy? I wish I could promise life was happy, but for most people, life is not about happy, little miss. Life is about survival. That's why I got these bags with all these holes in it, you know, and to take virtue. Look at the holes in here. And the baggage coming to the hole. So, one thing you're going to find out when you get down there is that life is really mostly about holes. Yeah, things coming in holes, things going out holes. Yeah, things coming in the ear holes, the mouth holes, the nose holes, coming out the mouth holes, the pee-pee holes, the butt holes. It's not enough. We make all those holes. We make more holes to put stuff in. Now that's Monsieur Pete.
Well, I don't know anything about this whole stuff. I mean, I am sweet and pure and innocent. I haven't even been born yet.
And we want to keep you that way. So I'm also going to give you a little advice. Okay? Look busy. Yeah, busy, like doing things, like going, coming, running, taking care of, fixing, making a mess, cleaning up the mess, taking care of other people, running around. Yeah, good. Yeah. Good, all right, very good. Okay, good. Very good, all right. Now, another thing besides looking busy, if you look worried, if you look busy and worried at the same time, they'll never bother you. Try it. Worried, like, horrible, like it could be, like you could make a mistake, like you did it wrong, like you won't get it done on time, like it'll never be enough, and the whole world is on your shoulders, and you're the one who's responsible. Yeah. Oh, good, good. Oh, that's good. Oh, you're good at that. Yeah, they'll leave you alone for sure. Another thing, holding this, my favorite thing to give people, I've got two lines. If all else fails, you say these two lines, all right? Okay, the first line is, open up, the first line is, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
You have to have a little remorse, you got to act like you believe it's really your fault.
I'm sorry.
Nice.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Very good.
I'm sorry.
All right, Miss. I'm sorry. That's so good. I tell you the truth. You'll be sorry so many times. By the end of your life, you'll be completely sorry. Now, the other line is, you're going to love this one. Open up. This one is, I'm fine.
I'm fine.
It's especially good when you don't mean it.
Yeah.
Try it.
I'm fine.
Good. All right.
I'm fine.
You got it.
I am fine.
You got the hang of it.
Fine.
Okay. Miss.
I'm fine.
Miss.
I'm sorry.
I think you're getting into the spirit of this. Okay. Let's see. All right, I got another bag here. This is for when you're a little older. And things don't go so good in case of this coping kit stuff don't get good. This is for when maybe there's hitting and the screaming and the rejections and things. And what this is a bag full of addictions. Huh? And you use these addictions. You don't want to have these addictions, this baggage to get too stuck on you, because the baggage tends to get stuck to the holes. But we have this bag full of addictions. And in the bag right here, I've got special for you a bottle full of denial. You use the denial, the addiction bag. Don't worry, you won't feel a thing.
Let's pick it up where Alfie left off. We were asking what it's all about. Well, as he continues, some argue that it's all about orgasms. And if you're happy with that answer, you can stop here, go home, satisfied, and leave something in the collection box at the back of the sanctuary. But if you realize it doesn't end there, the orgasm, just the beginning. Now, life is messy. War is messy. Poverty, illness, even defecation, messy. So maybe that's what it's all about, cleaning up the mess. I, even Alfie, am a mess. And my current work, I'm forced to not only clean up my own mess, but to find joy in the cleanup. Dirty pots and pans, the food to rewrap, the sandwich station to clear. And when I'm done, I see everything clear and ready, and I give thanks. That's what it's all about, maybe, reuniting the parts, wholeness restored. And then comes choice, real choice, not compulsion, not addiction, choice born of awareness. Every choice is growth fodder, growth in wholeness, in capacity to integrate more and more of existence. I think Alfie is on to something. It's amazing, isn't it? This whole thing about wholeness and being whole and connecting and making it whole. Of course, it is already whole. Fundamentally, I think it's our ability to recognize the wholeness that already exists. Of course, it's hard to recognize if we're in judgment and if we're led by conditioning, opinion, our emotions. What it does, it covers over the obvious, the wholeness of things. I heard this line from Yeshua from the book Love Without End. Love is the harmonic adaptation to the environment. Let me do that again. The harmonic adaptation to the environment. In other words, there's the environment. Sometimes it's friendly, sometimes it's not so friendly. But as we harmonize with it, we begin to recognize more of the wholeness. I see the intent of the universe, some people call it the will of God, as twofold. One is to move out through evolution with greater and greater diversity, and at the same time, harmonizing all that diversity as it goes. And since neither direction ever stops, it's a constant dance, a constant ballet. And as a dancer, I can appreciate that ballet. I can appreciate how you want to stretch out and discover and expand, and yet you have to keep the system in unity so it isn't just chaos. And on the other hand, you don't want to have the unity so tight that there's no room for discovery. Let's pick it up where Alfie left off. We were asking what it's all about. Well, as he continues, some argue that it's all about orgasms. And if you're happy with that answer, you can stop here, go home, satisfied, and leave something in the collection box at the back of the sanctuary. But if you realize it doesn't end there, the orgasm, just the beginning. Now, life is messy. War is messy. Poverty, illness, even defecation, messy. So maybe that's what it's all about, cleaning up the mess. I, even Alfie, am a mess. And my current work, I'm forced to not only clean up my own mess, but to find joy in the cleanup. Dirty pots and pans, the food to rewrap, the sandwich station to clear, and when I'm done, I see everything clear and ready, and I give thanks. That's what it's all about, maybe, reuniting the parts, wholeness restored. And then comes choice, real choice, not compulsion, not addiction, choice born of awareness. Every choice is growth fodder, growth in wholeness, in capacity to integrate more and more of existence. I think Alfie is on to something. It's amazing, isn't it? This whole thing about wholeness and being whole and connecting and making it whole. Of course, it is already whole. Fundamentally, I think it's our ability to recognize the wholeness that already exists. Of course, it's hard to recognize if we're in judgment and if we're led by conditioning, opinion, our emotions. What it does, it covers over the obvious, the wholeness of things. I heard this line from Yeshua from the book Love Without End. Love is the harmonic adaptation to the environment. Let me do that again. The harmonic adaptation to the environment. In other words, there's the environment. Sometimes it's friendly, sometimes it's not so friendly. But as we harmonize with it, we begin to recognize more of the wholeness. I see the intent of the universe, some people call it the will of God, as twofold. One is to move out through evolution with greater and greater diversity, and at the same time, harmonizing all that diversity as it goes. And since neither direction ever stops, it's a constant dance, a constant ballet. And as a dancer, I can appreciate that ballet. I can appreciate how you want to stretch out and discover and expand, and yet you have to keep the system in unity so it isn't just chaos. And on the other hand, you don't want to have the unity so tight that there's no room for discovery. Speaking of discovery, now we're talking about the creative process. Ooh, this is an area I love. I read the line once that religious living is devoted living, and devoted living is creative living, original and spontaneous. I would be surprised if very many people thought of religious living as creative living, let alone original and spontaneous. And I suppose that's a result of being in the now. As a creative person myself, I notice when I'm beholding the subject with which I want to create, whether a photograph or a dance piece or a poem, there is a suspension of anything that isn't in as a result of that engagement. To help that, here's a piece that kind of looks at one aspect of the creative process. It's called The Creator, which is a poem I wrote many years ago. I hope you get some enlightenment out of it and are motivated to become, well, spontaneous and original. I jumped aside a moment today and found, to my surprise, a glittering gem on the sidewalk. An unobserved creature, trembling with brilliance, and unquenchable insides. I jumped outside time today and felt a vagabond image hovering in the air, waiting to be realized. I stood apart from space today, peering inside to the undercurrents of unrecognized conclusions, possible actuals that exist between the unseen and the underside of what is. I backed away from the traffic today of the sequence of events connecting one expectation with another, and discovered a kernel embryo slinking in a crevice, dying for attention. So I pulled it out with my mind, noticed it, and gave it life. If I hadn't stepped aside today, little gems would go unnoticed, inventions unrealized, and poems never written. Before I let you go, I thought it might be helpful to hear one last thing from Alfie, helping us to understand what it's all about. Another way of approaching it is asking the question, what is a real value? I would suggest that that which has value is that which furthers our recognition of our wholeness. So wholeness is the reason. And guess what? It's also our destiny. It's like wholeness is playing hide-and-go-seek with us. It hides in the tiniest, apparently independent little particles and starts to unfold, to evolve into the wholeness that actually is. And so all these individual wholeness-ies, that's us, in integrity with their own self, naturally want to extend the wholeness. But here's the juicy part. When one individual wholeness thingy bumps into another individual wholeness thingy, resistance is often felt. Sometimes the resistance pushes back, and that ends up in all sort of uncomfortable and painful plights. And you, Mr. Individual Wholeness Thingy, you have a choice. You can resist or adapt. So the process of adaptation, sometimes called forgiveness, is how the resistant parts of the whole find a way to become reintegrated, to show up on the same canvas with their colors, shapes, and contours, somehow woven into another beautiful wholeness. So there you have it, my good friend. I hope you are consciously moving on the journey to awareness, to evolve, and to discover the wholeness. Again, this is Errol Strider. You can reach me through thelaughingheart.org or email me. Go direct. thelaughingheart.org@gmail.com. And by the way, you can check out our YouTube channel, Strider Entertainment. Until we meet again, I hope you're finding your way into the wholeness of being, which is found conveniently right in yourself. Be with you next time.